me explain why I'm upset.
Yeah, you're always upset. We never start this podcast anything but upset.
Ugh. All right, let's introduce the guest first.
Should we clap?
Sure. Good clap.
So, Danny.
Yeah.
26 years old.
Not true.
24 years old.
So not true.
28. Wow, Danny, what a year for you 28 is going to be. I'm happy you're finally older than me.
Here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm so upset.
Yeah.
Because as you and our guest, Frankly Built, who will properly introduce in a second.
We're probably just going to do the podcast. You're great. Firsthand. This is the VIP experience.
Just roll. For the low cost. I am here.
For the low cost of $2,000, this could be you. So, yeah, that's actually our highest Patreon level.
Wait till that check bounces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, no, it's going to be tough for everyone.
I told Frank very stealthily, well... I told him, I was like, hey, Nick doesn't know it's my birthday today. In the middle of this podcast, pull out a little birthday hat, and then I'd be like, oh my God, you remembered. And I was going to look at you and be like, you didn't bring your hat? And then I was going to do this.
We're doing it.
Are you the birthday? Your birthday princess?
And I was going to be like, oh my God. Oh my God, Frankie, the cake. I can't believe you made me a cake, too.
You brought the cake.
Oh, wait. But wait.
If he brought you a present, I swear to God, I'm going to kill myself. I swear to God, I'm looking. This will be the last thing. It's the last thing we're doing. Well, don't worry. We'll vacate Nick's seat.
What is this? Is this going to be horrible? Is this just a bag of anthrax?
I can't have anthrax. Yeah.
No,
no, no. No, I'm allergic to it.
Yeah. Wow.
And it even comes with a little poop on top of it.
Hold on. I originally wrote something else, but it got messed up. You can read that.
Happy birthday, wig arms. How did it turn into poop? How did this happen?
Mistakes were
definitely made.
I tried to, like, and it didn't wipe off. So we're here.
Like the rest of the icing.
It was a lot of icing.
Wow.
Oh, here, I have a knife. If you want to serve it up for everybody.
We can finally use
it. Dig in with your hands, you won't. Fucking be a big boy.
That's what being 20 is about.
You have to ask yourself, are there razors in it?
Are there? Yeah, that's
are
very
there
fair.
Razors in it? What do you mean? No, I don't have to ask myself that. I have to ask you
God,
psycho.
It's like having a child.
That's a good idea. Definitely wouldn't hate.
What, are you going to slice it up with your phone?
Wait, hold on.
It's your birthday boy.
You should definitely cut it with that.
This whole bit has absolutely backfired
it's
on me.
Fucking A right
I didn't know about this.
Yep.
You we have no plates.
I didn't know
what
about
you
it either.
No, that's fine.
Give me the pod knife. That's
fine. Here's pod knife.
All right.
For those of you listening in a audio medium, Danny is using the world's dullest... borderline dirtiest
so
knife.
Thick. So thick. This knife is not clean.
To cut himself a big old slice of birthday boy cake.
It's gonna be great.
Wow. It's Danny. Are you gonna use it as a fork as well?
No, I'm gonna.
All right.
I'm 28. I'm just gonna.
So everybody, all together. Happy birthday, chat coming on this. Happy
Nick,
birthday
look.
To it's spaghetti. It's spaghetti.
How did you do this? On such short notice, when did you learn it was my birthday?
Last night.
Oh my God, this is a cake full of spaghetti. This is the worst birthday ever.
Take a bite. Yeah,
it's so cold.
Yeah, you're gonna want to get.
Wow.
You want that tomato sauce?
There we go.
Right in there with the cake.
All right.
Yeah. Oh. This is how you ring in 28 right here. Oh.
This is the worst episode we've ever done.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's an Italian birthday right there, baby.
Oh, he did it.
It's the worst flavor.
Give me a bite. I gotta do it.
All right, it can't be that bad.
Way to do it to no camera.
Actually, you know what?
Not good.
No.
Not good. Does it turn out? Would you like some?
Oh, no.
The cake overpowers the pasta. That's fucking awesome. How did you do that?
Yeah. Oh, I can't reveal all my secrets. You gotta chill out.
Okay, that's fair.
You can thank Rose.
I won't.
Okay. And it's viral. There was some banter back and forth, and just like, I should get a cake. I should get a spaghetti. So I made spaghetti at 9 a.m. this morning. Then.
Nice.
My DoorDash is amazing. Really, just.
Oh, DoorDash.
Instacart.
They keep you covered.
Yeah.
So we should probably do our introductions now. Hi, I'm Nicholas Connor, also known as NTHammer23.
I don't
want to
introduce this jackass.
I don't want him to the pod anymore.
So if you guys are watching live, obviously you're watching Frank here live right now. This is probably going to go up in about a month or so when I'm away in China and we need a little content to cover everything. But this is Frankly Built, also known as Frank, also known as Frankie, and he is a cosplayer, a 3D printing.
Well, you explain what you are.
I'm a cosplayer, 3D printing.
Good, we're nailing it. We're nailing it.
Kill it.
Apparently, I have the cards right.
Yeah. I like weave stuff, and I print it and make it.
Nice.
And then I make tutorials on how to make it, and then I upload them to the internet to make money.
Yep.
Got it, baby.
And then it comes back, and then I can buy more stuff to make more. It's just sickly.
It's really like it's just a plastic creation factory.
It's great, and I'm dead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. As you should be. And then the birthday princess is none other than Wig Arms Piss Boy and or.
Oh, Piss Boy. Damn.
What else is in this cake? Jesus Christ.
Urea, motherfucker. That's the other side. You just cut it. Just liquid pours out.
So usually desserts at the end. I flipped it, so you just wait for the entree.
Oh man, a cake, but in all three quadrants are different foods,
different bits.
Yeah. But like you have desserts everywhere. He's like, oh, you got the spaghetti side.
Yeah. Sweating it out. Like, oh, not the piss side. No. It was a horrible mistake.
We got calamari. A homeless guy gave up.
Yeah. There's tiramisu on one side, and then there's just a very microwaved honey bun on the other one.
I
was really trying to figure out the logistics of, can I get it here warm? Can you cut into a whole cake with warm spaghetti?
Oh,
that'd be so impressive.
It would have been, but I would have been banned from Lyft. Like, there's no way I would have been able to do this in the back of a Lyft. Like, oh, what are you doing back there? Nothing.
Just like a butane, like,
really trying to, because I had a freeze. I have videos of all of it, by the way. That's, you know, still see, you'll see the reel, don't worry. So I had to, like, cut out the bottom, flip it, did some stuff. That's why the poop's there. I made that up.
Because you had to hollow it out for the
pasta. I hollowed it out when it was slipped over and frozen. That's why when I was pushing the frozen puck of spaghetti, I had to freeze the puck of spaghetti and put it in there.
You did it ganache style.
I flipped it, cut it, pulled it out. It was triple layer, which made it so easy.
Yeah.
And then I put the bowl of spaghetti, like there was measurements involved, and I put it, as I was pushing it, cracked the top. Damn it. So now it's just poop.
How dare you bring on the best bit
we've had.
I am honored.
Yeah, that's very good. That's very, very good.
Wow.
Yeah, that's impressive. Do you need a napkin or something? You're holding it like you have like the blood of your family.
Right now.
You look like Kratos dealing with the death of his family. You're just like, what's happening?
I'm so,
it was me.
Yeah.
I'm just the fucking birthday pissness over here.
Yeah, you are. I like that.
I feel like a fool.
Well, there's one theme that carries out consistent through this podcast, and it's that some way or another, your feelings or your actual body gets hurt.
Some way or another, I suck by the end of this.
You suffer. You suffer greatly. But hey. Couple things that we want to say. First off, congratulations on 1 million. It's huge.
Yeah, huge.
So you celebrated that, 3 months ago?
Yeah, some of that.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
The plaque is way bigger than the silver one.
It was something. It definitely was. My silver's damaged somehow. Don't ask how that happened. But the gold's over it, and it's just, I walk into the studio and be like, nice. Yeah, it's just a cool feeling, and then it's on the wall.
If you put them close to each other, the gold one will absorb the silver one.
Yeah, it'll just go down to like 10K or something. Yeah, I have two silver ones that I've been trying to like Yu-Gi-Oh fuse together for a while now, and it's just not clicking for some reason.
It's complicated.
Meanwhile, it's
art.
I go to Steven's, and he's got the diamond one, and it's 48 pounds. It's massive. It's gross. Crazy. So yeah, no, we're never gonna do that. Second off, question for you, because we found you through our incredible editor Stank, who saw you in one of our chats, and we were talking about people we wanted on the pod, and you're like, podcast ? And so we got you on. How did you find our podcast?
I think it was a cascade effect of watching you on TikTok with the hardest punch bit.
Nice.
Just that, I'm like, oh, I recognize that guy's
before Danny was a gore factory.
Yeah, it's,
Danny was like, this is the best testicle explosion in all of video games, right?
It's a natural progression. Now I'm just doing the video game ones.
You skipped to the all right pipeline. You just went to like kink.com. Yeah, it was like gore.com.
There, and then probably bled over to YouTube at some point, and then some of, I want to say it was some JJK explain videos. That got me found. I found your.
That's my pipeline, baby.
I found that, and then I was like, "Oh, my podcast with Dan Amato." I'm like, "Wait, it's Dan? That sounds familiar." And I found the podcast. I'm like, "Oh, it's that guy from TikTok."
We're brothers.
Yeah, your brothers allegedly.
No, yeah. We're just brothers from another mother.
Yeah.
I'd adopt Karen as my mother. I mean,
that's not how that works.
If I could go for the two mother strategy, which you know, like we live close enough to Vermont, that's what I would do. I would take Karen as my second. Oh, we're done with. I'll take it. Listen, Danny, happy birthday.
Thanks, finally.
Yeah, listen, I would never forget my own brother's birthday. Mm. 25.
Yeah, there we go.
Finally old enough to rent a car.
Did you bring two of those?
No, I brought three.
Oh, look at you. Look at you.
Well, you didn't take it off to give it to Nick. You took it off because you don't want to wear it, which is reasonable.
Yeah, it was getting a little itchy.
Mm-hmm.
So you want it on. But...
Well, it'll go back up on.
Yeah!
But what?
But you're a big weeb, as you've said. A lot of your cosplay builds are like very high caliber, high tech Iron Man suits, intense like Marvel stuff. Oh, it's awesome. You're like just engineering.
Like it's
Iron Man shit.
Figure it out. It's a lot of glue.
What's your big pride and joy anime cosplay? I saw a huge Mihawk.
Honestly, right now, Yoru's probably winning. I've always wanted to make that thing. And
how heavy is it?
Total. 7 or 8 pounds.
But that's it?
That's it.
Oh, it's kind of like...
It's pretty hollow.
I've seen people with the training with the gut sword. It's like a giant wood.
Who like spins around.
Yeah, it's like 40 pounds. And I'm like, that I could go for.
Yeah. Definitely it'd be cool if it had some weight because I have...
Sorry. He just can't go 10 minutes without listening to TikTok.
It's fine.
Here's the thing. No audio.
What?
Oh,
it probably got unplugged.
Chat.
It got unplugged.
Probably.
So, ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, me and Danny aren't sitting alone. In fact, we're joined by exactly 33% more people because today me and Daniel are joined by Frankly Built, also known as Frankie, also known as Frank. Hello and welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm so confused on what this edit is going to be.
It's a mess.
Yeah, we'll see. Frank's mic wasn't recording for like the first 13 minutes of this. Hopefully it's recording now.
And it was actually, that was Frank's fault entirely. We tried to get it set up and he was just pulling cords and stuff. It was a bad look for everybody.
Yeah. So if you put a cord in front of me, I'm going to pull it.
Exactly. It's the way it goes. Listen, he's got so many 3D printers in his room. He's just like, got to keep them unplugged for power sources.
I'm
so sorry.
Cat man.
I'd say bill me, but I won't pay. So
it won't happen. Sorry. You can send it straight to Tony. Basically what happened is, we fucked everything. Me and Danny are non-professionals and we have no idea what we're ever doing. So Frank, if you want to tell everybody once again, what you do, who you are.
I 3D print stuff on the internet.
Nice.
And I teach people how. So it's like, oh, that's a cool thing from that anime and or movie and or comic book and or video game, and I want to make it, then I make it.
Nice.
And then I show people how to make it so they can go make it or yell at me and tell me I made it wrong. You know, nice. It's the internet.
And so one thing that we asked him prior to everything, us realizing that everything was fucked, is how did you stumble upon the podcast? Because obviously our editor found you raising your hand when we were like, oh, we need people on the podcast.
Pick me.
Me and Danny need to do like even the smallest amount of marketing. And so you stumbled upon us through what pipeline exactly?
It started with like TikTok and watching this guy with like, how hardy punchy and all that. And then I found your stuff for Jujutsu Kaisen and explaining the absolute batshit crazy power scaling system.
Yep.
Thank you, by the way. I'm an expert at it.
It's what I do for him. It's
you get it now?
Completely. And it's tough explaining it to friends who just look at me like, why do you know that? I don't really want to explain it. Mm-hmm. But you're like,
A 35-minute video on the internet is why I know that.
Yeah.
It's bad. So because every one of your videos, you plug. You're going to love my podcast with my friend, Danny. It's in my head. I have nightmares about it. So now I'm here.
Wow, that's impressive. I get that information straight from the source, and I don't know dick about JJK's power system.
<I'm> sorry. That sounds awful.
But so, big cosplayer, like anime, video games, Marvel, like you said. What are your favorite, like, anime, and what's your favorite, like, props that you've made from it?
both actually from the same One Piece. I love it. It's amazing. It changed my life. It can't. You're killing it.
Nick, you're in front of everybody's camera.
I am sweating.
Nick's over here.
Here I am, assuming you can carry a conversation. I'm sorry, I got
you're
my
just
pointy.
Blocking every camera.
It's mostly the pointy coon hat, if anything.
Nick's over here like a wet, greasy little goblin trying to plug.
It's been a while
fan.
Since we've done the show, all right? I forgot how hot it was in here.
Trying to plug a fan
Warm.
Into the table. Mm-hmm. One Piece, your One favorite Piece. Anime?
Yeah, it used to be Dragon Ball Z, grew up on it, and now we're
then
here.
You realized it was ass.
It's slow. It's slow, and Super did no favors at all.
No, don't say that around Danny. It's his favorite edition of Dragon Ball.
He knows that's not true.
Yeah, that's.
Listen.
I hope you have better taste than that.
No. He loves it. He's like Akira Toriyama's cooking.
He remembers all of his characters and designs every time. He doesn't have plot holes, and it's not his editors and animators telling him to change the story because it's boring. That didn't happen.
Come on up, Blanca. Yeah. Oh, by the way, everybody, as you see, if you can see on my camera currently, I'm in the process of fostering a dog because Dorothy didn't want to get euthanized. It's Blanca. She barks if she's not near me. So, everybody, welcome Blanca to the show.
Dude, this podcast sucks.
No.
This is the worst podcast anyone has
we
done.
We got cake. We got spaghetti.
We got spaghetti.
Yeah, we do.
Look, I'm going to try and salvage the audio of it so that we don't have to actually re-explain. Frank sucks and baked. he brought in a cake. You store-bought this cake, right?
Oh, yeah.
Store-bought a cake, hollowed it out, filled it with spaghetti.
I don't think freezing a spaghetti bucket constitutes low effort. treat it like a molten lava cake, right? Spaghetti.
Yeah, spaghetti.
I wouldn't call that low effort. If you're ever hollowing a piece of cake out, like it's a fucking bread bowl at Panera.
If that's not low effort, don't have me back.
Yeah, you want to know what happened to your mic? You got 2 seconds in explaining this, and I yoinked it from under the table. I was like, fuck this guy.
You can't embarrass me in my own podcast.
So if...
Mistakes are made.
If the bit doesn't survive, which I'm going to fucking fight tooth and nail to make sure it does. Frank made me take a bite of a spaghetti cake.
I didn't make you do anything. You did it because you are a sicko.
You saw it and you went in for it.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. But anyway, One Piece, favorite anime. What was your favorite prop from
Yoru? I recently made a Mihawk's giant sword. It's obnoxious. Through building of that, I now have a little online friendship with the live action actor who plays Mihawk.
Whoa.
Because his brother follows me, and he's like, hey, my brother's the live action. I'm like, no, he's not. And then he sent me a video of him and his brother hanging. I'm like, okay,
that's crazy.
I believe you.
So does he have Emily Rudd's number?
No. No. Okay, never mind.
Probably.
We'll bleep it.
That was so like, somebody stop this.
Hey,
I am compelled to ask. Listen, I've slid into her DMs to ask her onto the pod, but...
Yeah.
And then, like, all of them did, like, GQ, like, 3 days later, and I was like, oh, they're never getting back to us.
Game over.
Yeah.
That's sick. That's super cool.
I love it, yeah.
Do you do a Mihawk cosplay?
No, not at all. People told me to, but I'm not that confident with the open jacket and the damn good...
Oh, you got it.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you got it.
For our audio-only listeners, Frank is, like, what, 7'3", and... 290 pounds of
Frank
muscle.
Frank is certifiably almost our height. Listen, Frank is just, we are literally the evolution of man. We are a spectrum.
I don't know. Look, I'm eating a spaghetti cake right now. People think that's corroding my brain.
People already think we're brothers and we invite another fucking brown-haired, slightly bearded man onto the show.
That's fair. If I just had a shave for a military weekend, so like I think I had a little more than you, so uh-huh. it would have lined up. But
I feel like, there is a spectrum here.
You're a little ahead of me. Right now.
I feel like if you sat where Nick's sitting, this would be like the evolution of man.
Mm-hmm.
And I start as
Neanderthal.
We could go from like...
Knuckle dragger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Listen, hey, we're going back to him.
Love having
says
you
the,
here.
Says the man with like, yeah, oh, no, me licking fucking spaghetti cake.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be me.
If I eat a cake with my bare hands.
Just fucking launching in. Just to prove that you would, by the way. This is the second time he's done this. If you ever say that Danny isn't using his food prop, drop, he'll look at you mid-sentence and start chewing on it. Because one time he brings a PB&J and he's just holding it. And he sees me look at it and he's talking. He's talking about Black Clover or something. And he just takes a bite mid-fucking sentence. Yeah. So dumb. So, oh, no. Yeah, I see you have a One Piece tattoo. What's going on here?
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Nice.
Oh, that's sweet.
So are you caught up?
Oh, completely. Manga caught up. It's oh yeah.
So
people are not ready for
Elbath.
Well, that's gonna be just bananas. I'm more the Kizaru when he when he yeah. Oh, whew, I don't want to spoil anything because
listen, yeah, that's my job.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
That's my job, baby. I actually don't know enough about One Piece's manga to spoil anything, yeah. So we're good on that regard. Yeah. So
it's great. It's great.
Obviously, then One Piece is your favorite anime. Yeah. What got you into it? Who's your favorite character?
I started seeing clips from Japan, or just like the leaks of like the Katakuri versus Luffy fight, and Everybody talks about One Piece, little pirate boy, and I don't know what the reindeer thing is. Cool, and they're on a ship, and he's cool. He's stretchy, awesome. And I started watching it, and I got to like episode 400. I'm like, yeah, I think I'm addicted. And that's my whole personality now. Hey, look, it's my phone case. That's crazy.
It's you really do Gear 5. Gear 5 T-shirt, Gear 5 tattoo. Well,
this came at the same time. This was But I'm going on a weeb podcast. I need to wear a weeb shirt.
You really have to. You have to wrap the set. Exactly. That's where I am right now. So. Anime versus manga on One Piece. You're a massive fan. How do you feel about the anime? Is the pacing acceptable? Do you understand when people are like, it's a grind sometimes.
It's long. It's absolutely a grind. It sucks. I'm so excited for the remake of like just condense it. Give us like modern pacing, like JJK, Demon Slayer, all that. Keep that. If we keep up with that. Sick, and then people can get caught up. The same way the live action, I can now have conversations with total normies about One Piece.
Fucking losers.
It's like, I had a friend who watched it. I was like, hey, I want you to watch this and give me some opinions. She was hooked, and at the end of it, I'm like, what are your thoughts? She does. You could show her Dexter's Lab and Dragon Ball Z. She'd be like, they're the same thing, right? She's not an anime weeb at all.
Right.
She's like, I think the Grand Line's fake.
Whoa.
Because if we don't know, she's like, I think the world government's trying to keep people away from the Grand Line because there's a big secret and it's fake. I'm like, you're not dumb. You're just wrong. just the context of like, and they move things around, obviously, with like you figure out Garp and Luffy's relationship way sooner than you do in the anime.
Yeah.
The way he eats the devil fruit, you're like, well, that was, you don't even know yet. Mm. Just the way he eats the fruit and like the whole macabre around it, that's a spoiler. That's a
Luffy eating the devil fruit?
Yeah, just when he finds it in the live action. When he finds it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a way bigger.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah, it's like the way they shot that because you have 20 years of hindsight, so now they can be like, we're going to set this up a little differently.
Right,
because there is a payoff for,
When do you see, because I look, obviously it's like, Luffy, they left the fruit, Luffy eats it.
Kaido.
Gotcha. So Wano.
Wano. During the Kaido and Luffy fight, a lot of shenanigans happens. Has a little bit to do with that guy. And then you finally understand, like, and like 85 dots connect, and you're like, yeah. And then you go and watch that scene on the live action again. You'll be like, yeah, they spoiled the shit out of that.
Really?
Yeah, you're like, okay.
Oh, that's sick.
But at the same time, I think that's what's kind of cool about the live action is because it's built by people who know the story.
Exactly. Again, that hindsight, you're like, we can start putting in the Easter eggs. Like, even if it doesn't last, Dragon was in the crowd in that first episode.
Yeah.
If you know who Dragon is, you'll never know, but it's like you see the green cloak, you're like, they had to do that because when eventually, I love that. I love the setup of it.
So this is gonna cut him out of the conversation almost entirely.
I haven't opened my mouth in the past 5 minutes.
Keep it that way, all right, princess. God. All right.
All right. Oh.
More spaghetti. I'll just be over here. So in the live action, in that scene where you see everybody, young Mihawk, you see young Shanks, all that. We see Croc Mom. Do you subscribe to the Croc Mom theory?
With the Von Cove and I don't subscribe to Croc Mom particularly. I subscribe to Croc gender swap.
Okay.
In some capacity of maybe that happened and maybe that was what Ivankov said a while, like, I know his secret or whatever.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, there's a theory in One Piece, because nobody knows who Luffy's mother is, and that seems to be a somewhat consistent theme through anime. Basically, there is a theory propagated that Crocodile, who's one of the Seven Warlords of the Sea, like the first bad guy, is Luffy's mom because Emporio Ivankov, somebody who gets introduced during Impel Down, has the ability to swap people's genders. And Emporio Ivankov says, like, don't make me tell Luffy your secret, which is possibly that crocodile at one point was a woman who could have also possibly given birth to Luffy.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. So that's the croc mom theory. And so in the live action, we see somebody who looks like crocodile, but as a woman.
Yep.
So it might be a confirmation, kind of like the fruit thing where they're like, hey, we know something that the rest of the crowd doesn't. Let's bury some things in here.
That's fair. Because I don't think in the anime we saw, I don't think in the first couple episodes we saw croc, but then when they do flashbacks, they can put anybody they want there. They can be like, oh, Kylo was there the whole time. Mm-hmm. Like, where was he?
He's like 36 feet tall.
Yeah, you're like, ah.
He's like, oh, why can't I die too? Yeah, please.
Like, somehow Dragon made it through too with knowing me like, hey, aren't you that guy who's kind of
the biggest deal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The worst criminal in the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. We'll figure it out. It'll be great.
Are you watching anything else outside of One Piece right now?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. JJK.
Huge.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
Are you caught up with the manga? I mean, if you're caught up with One Piece.
Okay. Yeah, I caught up with manga. I all I'm going to say is, without spoilers, I think Yuji did it.
You think?
I don't know.
You think he did it?
I think he did it.
Leaks are saying that this next chapter is going to be quite large.
So he didn't do it. Cool. There's no way.
Listen,
are you caught up with the manga? Or just
no.
Like, oh, okay, God, no.
What's your guys' favorite type of spaghetti?
I'm a vodka sauce guy, personally.
Yeah. Funfetti.
I like Alfredo. Funfetti, go fuck yourself. Don't do jokes. I do jokes. You sit here, you go, I make costumes.
You give us a blueprint, all right? You do it, spend an hour telling us every little nook and cranny, and then you're gone.
You think you're funny, Frank? You watch hours and hours of movies where people go, he's right behind me, isn't he? I'm a fucking comedian. I'm a comedic legend.
He's seen Flowers of the Killer Moon, and he kind of enjoyed it. Yeah, yeah.
You are cultured. Yeah. Wow.
I saw Killers of the Flower Moon, and I stayed awake, bitch. Yeah.
I only fell asleep twice.
So from what I've heard, not like the new Miyazaki movie.
That's Nick. Nick did not stay awake. Nick, here's what's funny about Nick is he will like, he has such YouTuber brain where like we start the podcast and he's like, you know, he does his clap.
I do. I love my claps.
I may have just confused the hell out of Stang.
He's like, fucking what?
Third clap.
Yeah.
But he like comes on the pod and he's like, all right, the boy and the heron. Banger of a movie. Fantastic. Go out. Go watch it. I fell asleep 3 times, but 10 out of 10, 9.5 out of 10. It's awesome. What are your opinions?
I super did not say that, first off.
The pizza gave me food poisoning, but definitely go try it. It was amazing.
Listen, if you want to get cleared out, it's a fucking great way to go. But like,
he's not wrong.
Boy and the Heron was, it was fine. We agree. It was fine.
That is the review. That is the it was fine.
Yeah,
like, that was just it.
I feel weird because people like Cinema Joe were like, Boy in the Heron's the best movie of the year. And I'm like, did I fucking miss something? What's this? I was like, it was like an hour and a half sprawling interstellar, like, there's space towers.
It's just people doing jobs. Miyazaki just loves someone cutting into a goopy fish.
Goopy.
Doing
goopy. Miyazaki.
Yeah,
goop.
Just goop the film.
Goop.
But anyway,
Spirited
I didn't mean
Spirited Away was goop.
It's all
Spirited Away was a lot of goop.
I love that quote needs to be like on the DVDs. Like,
Miyazaki, not with extra goop.
Yeah, this was goop.
More goop coming to a theater near you.
Yeah.
But I didn't mean to derail your JJK talks and stuff.
It's baller. It's great.
If we could backtrack real quick to One Piece, because you said something super interesting where your friend, who's not dumb, they're just wrong.
That's it. They just don't know yet.
Talking about the Grand Line. I feel like a lot of people don't remember just how fucking like scary and mysterious the Grand Line
was. Because it's so long ago.
It's so long ago.
I think One Piece, same with JJK actually did it too, where so soon they just establish like Luffy's winning. Hey, you meet Zoro, he's strong. You meet Sanji, he's strong. Wow, look how strong Luffy is. He just beat Don Krieg, who's supposed to be this badass. And then Mihawk shows up and you're like, oh, that's the power scale.
Yeah.
Yikes. And then
he
gets a marine.
Little sword.
And then you get to Marineford and like, well, maybe they're better. And no, you're not even, still not even close. Good luck. Like the power scaling in it. Yeah, exactly. Grand Line was big and terrifying. Of course, somebody like Mihawk can just walk there, where somebody like Don Krieg couldn't. So yeah, they did a good job of just laying the level of, the Grand Line's terrifying. And like, everyone's like, don't go there. And of course, Luffy's going to go there because he's
an idiot.
Yeah.
Full time. Yeah.
A certified idiot.
Yeah.
So. I just love like that you saying that about your friend made me like nostalgic of when I was like when One Piece was coming
watching
on,
watching
like,
it through other
Toonami
people's
and shit.
It's restarted. Like, yeah. You just like the theories and all that on the Devil Fruits. Cause what we're in the 8 live action episodes, what we get Buggy, we get 2.
Yeah.
We get Luffy and Buggy's. And so when you see Smoker at the end, you're just like, what's that? He's probably a big bad dude. And they did a great job at like teasing him. And I'm like, oh, that guy, you know?
Yeah.
It's been great to see. I don't know who they got to play him because.
Did it change?
I don't know. Did it? I don't know. I didn't see
no. No, I also think.
Because it was just a bad. It could have been CGI. Yeah. It could have been
just
random dude.
They should just get like Ron Perlman or something. I know he's way too old, but that dude can stuff some cigars
That'd
in
be
his
a
mouth.
Sick smoker.
Ron Perlman would be. It's too much money, though. That's way too much money.
He's in like
they
anything.
Can't afford, it's half of the people in the half of the people in the first season were first time actors.
He's in Scooby Doo Pirate Boo. Like,
no, what do you mean?
He's the main
he's
pirate
in Adventure
villain.
Time.
He is in Adventure Time. Mm-hmm. He doesn't remember doing it, but he's in it.
He doesn't remember doing it.
Yeah, I saw like an interview where people were like, "What was it like voicing the Lich in Adventure Time?" And he's like, "The fuck is Adventure Time?"
I had a shot list and I said some lines, and then I went home and. Did blow. I don't know.
Like, that's crazy because he like absolutely like he's like full. Like he has some of the most iconic lines in animated history in fucking Adventure Time.
He's also in Scooby-Doo Pirates Galore or whatever it's called.
Then again, what's the say hello to my little friend guy?
Al Pacino
says he doesn't remember the entirety of the 90s. So
that's,
like
that's fair.
Yeah,
that's
yeah
fair.
Like enough good cocaine and you're like, tracks. I don't know, I made some money. I funded it, you know?
Now Frankie. Because you fed me a cake full of spaghetti, what's an anime hot take that we could cancel you for?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, give me a hot take.
He's like, you know what the best part of Mushoku Tensei is? All that steamy underage action.
You know what the worst part was just now? I got a little thirsty, and for some reason, responsively, instead of reaching for my water, I almost went for more cake because this is where my water belongs.
It's there.
You truly are the beginning. Yeah. Hey, that's how you put on mass right there, baby.
Just a jiggle.
Yeah, there's also whey protein in there. Yeah.
Anyway, cancel yourself, please.
Oh god, I know I have some that just people don't like, but
or is there something is there a take you have that you want amplified to our 7 viewers?
To our 7. I think my mom's gonna watch this, so probably 8.
Huge. Let's go.
So she's a wonderful lady. Oh god. Yeah, one that gets me some flack. GT wasn't bad.
Wow. I stand by that take. I stand by that take. It's got the coolest transformations.
Okay, SS4 Gogeta.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite anime design, Dragon Ball Z character, period.
Cooler's not that bad.
Cooler's not in it either.
What do you mean?
Just simply not cool. In GT.
What's cooler in?
The movies. All movies.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Listen, if Nick's being dumb.
No, that's fine. Yeah. So, yeah, GT. No, it's
my
slack.
One blank
Pan,
spot.
Pan is terrible. I get it. That's fine. They made Trunks a little wimpy girl. If it was, if that was future Trunks who went back and like slayed some androids, GT would have been a whole different story. Yeah. Baby Vegeta, awesome. And, like, no, GT wasn't that bad. And, hey, you know what? Mistakes were made at some points. It was Dragon Ball Evolution.
Yeah.
Man, I should have led with that. Yeah, Dragon Ball Evolution was the best.
Listen.
It's gotten kicked out. It's kind of a fun watch.
If you completely separate it from Dragon Ball.
It's like they took the cast of Shameless and like, oh yeah.
It's Shameless, literally. Right? Yeah.
It's Shameless. It's Fiona and the Piss Boy.
Yeah, what's his...
He is.
No wonder it was so bad.
Yeah, it was me.
It was Fiona me.
Danny can only do spaghetti westerns. It's this whole thing.
Wow, zing.
Yeah.
First off.
I know your work.
Yeah. Yeah, Dragon Ball Evolution is funny. We've never talked about it.
Dragon Ball Evolution?
Yeah.
Because I saw it like once. We still don't have to.
We can.
For sure. We could.
It's just funny. Like, I almost respect how blatantly it's not Dragon Ball.
It's not. Retitle Dragon Ball Evolution because would that make it better?
Give it a title.
Like Street Fighter? Like, I don't know. Like,
you want
like,
to call it Street
Fighter? Street Fighter. Like,
really? Just confused? Yeah. Street Fighter 2.
As close to Street Fighter as it is to Dragon Ball, right?
Listen, hey, man, call it Lord of the Rings, The Three Towers.
We're gonna go watch Street Fighter 3. We didn't even see... You didn't release 1 and 2. Yeah. What the... Like, it's already a sequel.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah.
It's like starting the Metallic Rouge this season. You're like, I don't know where we were supposed to. That's a deep cut that you wouldn't understand.
There's
a new anime out this season. It's like the first episode is like a cyberpunk meets like Detroit Become Human, and we have no idea what's going on.
I did just start watching Pluto.
Let's go.
Very good.
Episode 5, 4 or 5.
Okay.
Oh my God. No so right being that good.
Like, you so did good. The Butler episode. Have you cried yet during the duration of Pluto?
Adam getting, you know.
Yep.
That was a little.
Getting
guys like, oh man, I liked him.
Uh-huh.
You know, so he could come back.
He was going to be the main character, right?
Yeah. You're like, oh, okay, I see where it's shifting. And he's on the cover. He's the one.
It's based off Astro Boy.
I know. I know. And I was learning more. I think I'm at the safe house thing. I think he's still at the safe house. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But I've been watching a lot of stuff lately. But
look at you.
I gotta finish it.
Outside of JJK, what else?
My Hero.
Nice.
Oh my God.
New season in May.
If they do the justice to that opening fight of Stars and
Star and Stripes
and Shigaraki,
yeah,
it's going to break the internet.
It's so good.
I have never seen, except Gojo, I'll just say,
yeah,
Gojo did a thing in the manga where you're like that just on site.
His most recent fight?
Not his most recent, after the angel thing.
He just goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think there's ever been a fight where somebody was so on site. She sees and just goes for the kill. There's no exposition. There's no, I'm going to reveal. She's just like, oh, I'm just going to kill this man. And she does everything in her power to try.
Yeah.
And I cannot
wait
to see
that. The scene of her being a cloud warrior holding
and grabbing the laser and stabbing it into the.
It's crazy.
It's great.
Sounds sick.
It's going to, they need to do that fight justice. And then it just gets more batshit crazy. Deku using gear shift on Bakugo.
Yeah. Two chapters ago.
Were you guys talking about JJK? It was a while ago. I think you guys were talking about JJK overshadowing the stuff going on in the manga for My
MHA,
Hero.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, All Might's Iron Man now. Cool. And no one talked about it.
Yeah.
You're like...
There's a whole, 10-chapter, run of all... Yeah.
It's incredible, and nobody's talking about it. But hopefully when it gets animated, JJK will kind of either be somewhere else. They can exist together.
Mm. That's the thing, though. It's like I feel like there's a couple of big anime out right now. It's like JJK, Soul Leveling has now entered the fray.
I got to start. I want to start.
Yep. It's two episodes in. It's looking really good. MHA is still out there. AOT's gone now, so it's like there's kind of this power vacuum, which is it going to be filled?
Can I say thank God for AOT? Because I'm sick of people talking about it.
I'm
sick of people talking about it.
You're on the right podcast.
Oh, my God. Well, you guys talk about it. Well, you guys should.
I talk about disliking AOT.
He's
gotten me in so much trouble because I objectively enjoy AOT.
It was good. Yeah. It was, no, from yeah. as a whole story... Amazing story. It's just like, you know, there's the picture of the horse where they draw the horse nice and staggered. The little end of the tail got a little scrunched up and cut. I don't know. But as a whole story, easily one of the best animes, especially like I just finished Brotherhood finally, FMA.
Me too.
You finished it?
You're done?
Yeah, I'm done. What'd you think?
Amazing. Amazing. It was amazing.
Unbelievably good.
Like, I knew what happened with Truth at the end. Like, I've seen clips from it all the time, which is fantastic. But like, just getting the whole experience and Alphonse's little trick with at the end. Great.
Easily some of the best.
We can spoil it. It's an old ass anime. Whatever.
He
sacrificed.
Spoilers for FMAB ahead.
There we go. Hey.
Hey.
And it was him.
Hey.
It was him.
Hey.
Hey. Without a doubt, the best villains I've ever seen, in an anime.
Incredible.
Anytime Bradley's on screen, I'm losing my mind.
Terrifying.
So I knew what happened, but then I actually watched your video where you had gotten to Bradley disrespecting the tank. But I wasn't actually there yet, but I'm like, I know what happens. I know, so I watched that video. Then when I got to the fight, it was just your voice in my head playing. He's like, he's making a tank do things tanks shouldn't do. Yep. You know, while he's just beating the balls off this tank.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
The tank running in reverse to get away from
him.
I
think you said he's making tanks feel things they should never feel.
Yeah. No one's ever been in a tank and been like, run. We gotta get out of here.
How fast can we not be here?
That's so funny. Bad.
His final battle against Scar is also fucking iconic.
It's amazing.
I felt bad for Envy at the end. Like, I really did. When Ed looks at him and just like, you're jealous, I'm just like, and then he starts crying. He's like, you of all people. I'm like,
yeah.
Just the level of disrespect.
The bit where Reza Hawkeye is like, She's like, the colonel always calls me by my first name. Yep. And he's like, oh, I didn't know you guys were that close. And she's like, I lied.
Yeah.
Let's go, Risa. Yeah.
She's fucking, Risa Hawkeye is one of the like most underrated women in like anime and manga history. How did you guys like the ending though? Some people have beef with the ending with like it coming down to Ed punching father, like a dude who makes a mini sun in his hand, has control over all matter and time.
Hohenheim's kind of Pax Machina of the whole situation. Like, if he wasn't there, if he didn't roll into Central with them, would have been deleted immediately.
Yeah. Like, for sure.
Good luck. Here's God, you know? But they just happen to have the one guy who could, like, negate his powers and all that. Maybe there could have been a little bit something done differently where Ed and Al got powers to do stuff, but, like, no, they were not the main characters of that final fight.
Like, no, by no means. It was just like, oh, he also has half of Xerxes' population's power, so fortunately he can negate father.
Yeah, and then they put him around, and he had... There's two transmutation circles, So, okay. Yeah. But it didn't detract, I think.
It is funny that it turns into, like, WrestleMania, like, 56 or whatever, where everyone's just in a big circle. Yeah,
everyone's here.
Yeah, like, they could definitely help Ed, but they're just like, fucking kick his ass! Like,
drive his dick and twist it!
Yeah, like, oh my god, this is another mic fight. Yeah,
like, no, I was super into it. I do want to ask more about cosplay, because we know truly nothing about cosplay.
So you put on costumes.
Oh, it's one of those. Yeah.
Whoa. Don't say we, motherfucker. I have like at least 30 Amazon bought cosplays.
Nick knows about buying an Amazon cosplay.
When it comes to cashing up.
Is it all like maids outfits and stuff?
Oh, mostly. Oh, well, cool, at least one of them is.
Cool. I haven't seen it. I'm just picturing
it. Yeah. That was an older part of my career.
Hey, live your best life.
That was, I shook it a lot for cash.
Yeah. You are a lying piece of shit. You made me shake it for cash very recently in those costumes.
Why did we do that?
We did like a dumb little TikTok dance.
I remember you guys talking about this.
Yeah, but why?
Because some like, like one of our games, like...
We both lost or something?
Yeah, we both lost. Yeah, but every now and then...
You both lose your
game. I don't remember.
Our games were very vague in the beginning.
We're still figuring this whole thing out.
Well, like,
the loser eats spaghetti cake.
We'll throw that in the freezer, actually. We'll get that ready, yeah.
Yeah, that's for the next guest.
It's gotten worse, for sure. Yeah, every guest gets a new slice.
Yeah.
And it's like, every time we, like, turn it so that the back faces them, they're like, someone already eat it? It's like, don't even worry about that.
Why is there blood on it?
Yeah. It's a sharp knife.
Yeah. But, so I want to ask about cosplay. We have experience purchasing cosplays.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, a big hurdle in getting into that is financial. Outside of the fact that it's exorbitantly expensive to do what you do, what are some of the biggest hurdles? Oh, is it? Is it? You have little tips and tricks?
Oh, if only.
I actually have a follow-up question to that I want to go off, kid.
What are some, like, big hurdles that, like, people starting off with cosplay, like, may face? Do you have tips for them?
The two biggest hurdles, I would say, one is embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
People, that keeps more people out than I think anything else in the hobby is being embarrassed. It's like, you buy a $20 costume off of Amazon and just go to a con, and no one's going to look at you weird. Like, you're with people. Just go. Do that. Mm. See if that's your vibe. And then start trying to be like, who do I want to cosplay as, you know? I think the other thing is probably just image, you know, because not everybody looks like the person, you know, all inclusive. That probably keeps more people out too. So it's getting over those little hurdles of like, just do it. Like, find your people. No one's, and if they're judging you, they don't belong there. Like, they'll get ostracized. They'll get pushed out. Promise.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen somebody be like, oh, you don't have washboard abs, you can't be Zabza. You know, like, fucking do what you want.
And if they are, well, usually, I mean, they're in Instagram comments, so like, whatever, go away. But like, no one would ever say anything bad to you at a con. Like, oh my God, they'd be eviscerated.
Because
like,
I know for a fact that
don't people, do that.
I'll beat them up myself.
Yeah,
like,
you're itching for a fight.
I'm so itching for a fight. And a con is one of the few places I think I can win one.
That's very fair, actually. If ever there's been a stacked deck to win a fight for Danny, it's at a con.
All you need is like two hands and a stick of deodorant. And
you're just working your way through crowds there.
Financials obviously can be, but like, you don't compare your costume to the guy who's been 3D printing an Iron Man suit for 5 years and tries to be a perfectionist. Like,
because he'll never be you.
Yeah,
they'd be better. But like that, people are like, oh, I want to get into this, but I saw your costume or her costume or that. It's like, the only difference between the person who wants to start a costume right now, and my suit is just 4 years of experience. Mm. Not, there's nothing inherently better. I just learn. So you start learning and you catch it. That's it.
Right.
So comparing yourself, what is it? Comparison's like the thief of joy.
There you go.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's probably people's biggest hurdle, because they want the, they want it to look like the person they saw who's a professional cosplayer at a con.
Like a Warhammer 40K.
Yeah,
guy.
You walk in like with a space marine, you're like, temper your expectations.
Yeah.
You can get there, but like, no, ease your way into it. And then you save up and maybe you win some contests. Halloween, bar hopping, costume contests, any mid-level cosplay will clean up. Just like, just go bar hopping.
You
say
same big night, big financial night. You see another Iron Man guy at a bar. You're like, this is my fucking turf. Hey, I told you.
No, but how many times do we have to tell you, old man?
That $100 in that McGillicuddy nip is mine.
That's it. Hey, that could be your whole costume. You know?
Yeah.
Well, it's like you said, even with just like going to a con and dressing up. I feel like when I first went to like my first two cons, just dressed in normal clothing. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I feel more embarrassed not being in cosplay. All of these people look like they're having a blast. And so I feel like, just like going to a convention.
Or just wear a weebie, like you could wear a weebie shirt.
Put your hentai sweatshirt on, step
it.
On out.
That's it. You know, go buy the pillow that you really, it looks gross hanging there, but you're going to carry it around for the rest of the day.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
You know the pillows.
Big pillow guys here.
Big pillow man.
I'm a big pillow guy. I have a Bond one somewhere. It's like him shirtless on one side and him wearing a shirt on the other. Yeah, it's real.
I like it.
Real taste.
I'm pretty sure I've seen that one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. So my follow-up question is it worth it? Question mark. So let's say hypothetically, I look into building I want a suit of your level.
Cool.
The amount of work, blood, sweat, tears, knowledge, and cash that I put into it, would it be better to just purchase it from somebody else?
Ooh.
Good. Take all attachment out. Be like, oh, there's a love of the craft. From a strictly financial perspective, is it worth it?
Ooh.
That's because obviously you're going to be
let him answer, Nick.
Yes, no. Yeah, because it's more, I feel like it's more satisfying to like know that you went to a con and you made it. Now that isn't everybody's cup of tea. Like they just want the thing. They want to spend the $5,000 to $10,000 on a pre-built suit. They get it and then they wear it, and that can be just as satisfying, which is fine. But it's hard for me to unplug from the I enjoyed doing this, and now this is the reaction. Like, I'm proud of it. Like, we're all criminally online. We like attention. Like, if you've ever posted on Instagram and you used a hashtag, you're looking for attention. It's fine. Can we just accept that we like when people pay attention to us? We're human. It's totally fine. It's cool. Hey, look at me. I have an Iron Man suit. Sick. So, like, it's cool to be rewarded for that. Like, it's people taking photos with you?
Yeah.
It's so cool. I get more photos with adults than I do with, like, kids. Like, kids will be excited, but, like, their dad will run up too, like, oh, yeah, my son's at home. I want to get a photo. It's like, you don't have a kid.
Yeah.
It's for you. Like, it's for you. What are you doing?
Yeah, there's no need to lie here.
Or they won't lie. Like, oh, I want a photo with you. It's like, you're in the right place.
Yeah. So,
you should just be like, show me. Show me pictures.
Show me your child.
Get him right now.
Don't clip that.
Iron Man wants to see your children.
It's very rewarding. And I think, you get a little bit more appreciation for what you then ended up building.
Yeah.
So I'd say absolutely worth it. Like if I was to restart and like had just money and nothing else, it would only be about $1,000 to make my suit.
Because of where you are currently, your setup wise, or no?
Just literally materials.
Gotcha.
You get one printer for $200-$300, and the material cost of the suit's like $700.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then
it's 1,000 hours. You know,
it's a lot of hours.
Yeah. It's a lot of time.
Yeah.
It's a lot of time. Yeah.
Is it like, do you ever do like group build sessions? Like, I feel like that'd be fun. Or are you more like, I want to lock myself in a chamber with an episode of Otaku's Anonymous and just crush away at it?
Being on the East Coast, a lot of my friends here in LA, they do that. They'll go to somebody's workshop, they'll have sanding days or like working on their own projects, or they'll all come over and work on each other's projects. Where I'm kind of just in the middle of North Carolina, just standing in my garage, just like,
right.
It sucks. I gotta watch something bad on YouTube. And,
yeah,
you know,
something so, bad.
Something well, bad something,
I didn't say you. Yeah. You put
hey,
yourself.
No. Dude. Hey, let's not give ourselves too much.
No,
credit.
Listen. I saw the photo of you watching me in one of your videos. You coward.
There we go, baby. I'm not standing material. listen. Arguably, most of my videos, you can't be doing something else and watch it and get anything from it.
Yeah.
Wow. You're like,
that's
oh
me.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm gonna get sanding material just tattooed on my forehead.
Someone needs to waste time listening to my voice.
Yeah.
Material.
Oh, I put people to sleep. Apparently, I'm like a very like people like
who
I.
Who the fuck can fall asleep to your voice?
Apparently, I put people
oh
to sleep.
My God.
I know it's very weird.
I just Dorothy's just trying to sleep, and Nick's just like, did you know that reverse domain expansion?
I just pet her face and explain
the
how
more they explain it, the stronger it gets.
Yeah, no, I just like I'm like the inverted spear of heaven works by nullifying, and she's just out like a light. It works every
Why
single
didn't
time.
He cut his. He knew everything about killing sorcerers for decades, and he didn't cut off his goddamn head. And he should have known.
Yeah, he's like the center of reverse curse techniques. Yeah. The brain. Like, he knows this. He knows this.
Like, hey, babe, you want to hear about Nen again?
Yeah. He's like, I'll be the transmuter tonight. Okay.
Chainsaw Man spoilers coming in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
He's not actually the Chainsaw Devil.
Whoa.
That's, interesting. That might be too far for you.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not
read
no
manga. He's not the Chainsaw Devil, though. He's not the Death
Spoiler
Devil.
Spoiler
alert. That's been revealed. But you talked about restarting earlier. And I know right now with YouTube, this is like a peek behind the curtain for BTS. We're all YouTubers. I know recently, your most recent videos, you've been talking about like, what do I do with my YouTube channel? We're thinking about like doing a rebrand, a redirection. And I was curious about like, what brought you to that point? What direction are you thinking of heading? Like, where's Frankly Built going?
Hopefully not to prison.
Okay.
Damn.
No, just like, it's, yeah.
I also
always
hope that.
Yeah. Every day. Wake up every day. Yeah. So some people took that video out of context. I actually had somebody message me or they left a comment on like my Instagram. They're like, oh, imagine having a million subscribers and not knowing what to do with your channel. Mm-hmm. And they were not being like, just, they weren't joking. They were being a dick.
Oh yeah.
Right. But I'm like that. The point of the video was just to, you know, get a pulse check. Like, hey, new year. We just cleared a million. Like, what are you guys? And I got a lot of good information for that video. Mm-hmm. I think it has like 900 comments right now, which is stupid because it didn't perform that well. But like, it was a more niche thing that my audience that cared to answer. When an answer,
right?
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, what? And honestly, it was a lot of what I expected. And the channel is going to stay the same way mostly, but I am going to try to be more interactive with like I just ran for the first time ran a poll on my YouTube.
Nice.
I just don't use the community stuff as much as I should.
You should.
Because
I'm such a poll slut.
I need to use them more. But like, what was funny is because I put I showed four pictures of my most recent builds. It was the Spear of Heaven, some Bionicle Mask, the Chainsaw Man helmet, and the Bleach Swords.
Nice.
So I had all four there, and I'm like, hey, what do you guys want to see next? And the lowest one was the Spear of Heaven. I'm like, well, shit, that's the one I have edited. And somebody commented on the video. Was like, why'd you even take the poll if you weren't going to listen? I'm like, it wasn't like a, I'm going to answer. It was to get your...
Yeah, it's called engagement.
It's called engagement, dude. But like now I know, yeah, and it was the Bleach Swords one, and they're the farthest from being done. I'm like, God damn it. But
well, when you say Bleach, there's thousands.
It's Ichigo's new true
the double Zanpakuto. Yeah.
There's double Zanpakuto and there's his Bankai. The
blade. That's all sick.
That's cool. Sweet.
Depending on how I paint it, that might just beat out Yoru as my favorite.
So
it's huge.
You've been on YouTube for how long?
Four and a half years.
4.5 years. Are you got both of us beat?
Yeah. For sure. We're like,
or yay,
yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah. We probably have 4.5 years between the two of us. Actually, I would say.
I thought you were like, ouch, you're gay. Yeah. All right, damn.
Wow.
Yeah, you have been on YouTube for a while.
Like, I could back when we used to be able to.
When,
we used to be able to say this.
Yeah,
chocolate
getting ring.
Dragged out. That shit was cool back in the day.
Oh no.
Yeah, sorry. We had to cut the pot. Frankie called us gay.
Listen. We'd probably do better numbers if we were. All right. Yeah. If me and Danny had the actual occasional kiss. Oh my God.
One day we'll
just
be like,
2024.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. If we post the
they're not
kiss
brothers.
This episode, 100,000 views.
Two brothers kiss.
Two brothers. Island boys. Yeah.
Gone sexual.
Yeah.
You won't believe what my co-host did with his mouth.
Yeah. Danny gets stuck in washing machine.
I want one of those videos to end with the dude accidentally turning the washing machine on and just like waterboarding the shit out of her. Like,
just, yeah, legs stay the same, torso just spins.
Just unscrews her torso off. Anyway, I have an interesting question from one of our viewers. By the way,
hi viewer.
all of these have been from viewers. I've been stealing them.
Oh, I could not say the same.
Really?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I put work in, all right?
There's a clever. I like this one. I like, are there any cosplays? Wait, not that one. Fuck that one.
Yeah. There we go.
You have a bad question.
You wrote this down.
There was one.
You picked.
Yeah, these are your notes.
I've lost it.
There we go.
You have.
There's one that was along the lines of, like, is there a cosplay or a prop that you would never build?
Oh.
For whatever reason.
Yeah, the Hitler one is just, like, really on the back burner. Like, it's really hard to 3D print that stash. You know, it's, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I could go darker with that joke.
Always do. Always do.
Yeah, there's a... a prop I would never do.
Or just full, like...
Yeah. Things I'm avoiding. I'm trying to think of comments I've gotten and be like, not doing that.
Yeah.
The recent one I can think of is, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle weapons. It's, like, they're just normal...
Yeah. Just weapons.
They're like, just, you can go to Walmart and buy half of them.
Yeah.
It's a stick, a sword, size.
And Psy. My local Walmart nunchucks? Is carrying Psy. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah,
go to Florida.
Yeah, it's right next to the tire section.
Yeah, exactly. You're good. Yeah, like just the people ask for like real basic props. I'm like, that's not exciting. Probably like a Master Chief suit. I grew up at PlayStation, God of War, so I didn't get into Halo.
Oh, so that one's out of spite.
Like, a little bit out of spite. Yeah. I might do a helmet soon just to kind of pull that crowd in because it'd be kind of cool.
Because I feel like that would do really well.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's now that it's full-time YouTube, it's the balance of like, I can't just do everything I want all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So now I need to also find...
You say angrily at your viewers.
Yeah. Stop paying me, you know. So...
Well, because you mentioned the Master Chief one and that, like, that might do very well. Are there, like... Like, for us, for example, right? Solo Leveling just came out.
Yeah.
We have changed the date that we record the podcast to talk about that in a timely manner. In the cosplay realm or world, is there, like, certain characters or certain fandoms that are like, oh, right now, every cosplayer is, like, gotta do a Spider-Verse.
It's so hot like, right now.
Yeah.
That trend would actually follow whatever anime you guys are talking about. Because it's what's hot. It's right. Gojo cosplayers. When Demon Slayer, when Demon Slayer was still premiering season 3, everybody was...
Nezuko.
So it absolutely goes with that, with who's in, like... I'm working on a Toji cosplay because, well, why not? Everybody else is going to be, I think Justin's going to be Toji. Like, we're going to be.
Justin just looks like Toji.
Yeah, Toji. Yeah.
When we were at the house, we were talking about, like, yeah, we were walking around MegaCon and just like invisible lat syndrome. Like, oh, God, I'm through the door. Oh.
Yeah.
You know?
That tight black shirt exposes a lot of people at cons if you're trying to do Toji.
Yep. Yeah.
You're like, oh, you are just 130. You know? Yeah. unfortunately. Like,
Yeah, I'm going to have to do a lot of core for the next month.
Yeah.
Are there any that are like, if you're like having kind of a creative drought, is there one where you're like, this is a tried and true cosplay? Like, this is timeless. This will never like be not popular.
So I avoid cosplays as much as I just like doing the props and stuff. So there are things people ask for. It's like, oh, make props for My Hero. It's like My Hero doesn't have a lot of iconic. Yeah, Bakugo's
good. I was gonna say Bakugo. That's exactly where my mind.
It begins and ends there. What Deku's dumb little
Zero's
thing?
Tape. If you wanted to be a big Zero cosplayer here.
Final Fantasy, always a hit. Bleach, always a hit. One Piece, always a hit. So, like, there's definitely things to pull from there, but now you're also getting really good ones like Jujutsu Kaisen, Chainsaw Man. Like, you're getting a lot of newer ones where there's always, okay, I can lean more here, and games are always coming out, getting refreshed. Marvel, and honestly, the comic book stuff's kind of, it's dying.
I was going to say, like,
it's boring. Wow.
I love boring. Having like a Marvel-esque content creator show and
Marvel
say,
right now,
Echo
sucks.
Isn't stirring your loins. You're not like,
I'm not even gonna watch it. I don't care. Shit. I have not given a shit for Marvel in a while. Like, I love my Iron Man. I probably could wear it to cons for the next 10 years and still stay relevant with it because it's Iron Man suit.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But like, I don't want to do that. So we're gonna start looking at some other cosplays. I'm gonna be working on a Gundam cosplay.
Whoa. That's
like,
just
like a
Gundam.
Mini, like a mini uniform?
It's literally just a Gundam. No. So my dream cosplay.
Yeah. That was gonna be my
I got
question.
You.
Yeah.
Is a Wing Gundam Zero custom from Endless Waltz. But
nice.
I'm not doing it if I can't do those wings right. And right now, I don't think anybody can do those wings right. So I'm gonna go with Heavy Arms.
Nice.
Heavy arms. I know that one.
Yeah. You're involved. I know that. Yeah.
I know that thing.
Yeah.
So, what I want to do is it's going to be a lot of foam because it's going to be on stilts. Because
you're in a fucking Gundam.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of foam, but all his missiles. Right. I want to be able to stand there with the Gatling guns. It's the one from the movie, the blue one, not the red one. And I want to be able to stand there with the Gatling guns and have buttons and all the missile hatches open.
That's sick.
I've never seen anybody do that.
Whoa.
And if you steal it, I...
Oh, yeah, yeah. All of our incredibly electrical, like, yeah, competent followers, yeah, are definitely going to pop on that.
I want to do that. I just want to walk around a con and gun and cosplay and just all the missiles. You know?
That's sick.
So, I'm so excited for it.
So why not Death Scythe? Question mark.
I love Death Scythe. Mm-hmm. But again, I'd have to do Death Scythe Hell from the movie because those wings are badass.
Yeah.
And he has the cooler design, but then again, the wings.
Yeah.
I can't fit through doors.
So are you a big mech guy or just Gundam?
I love mech.
Okay,
love
have mech. You seen 86?
No.
You haven't seen 86? Nicole. 86. You also love, don't even.
I also
don't
love
Don't even, you liked
but
it.
But you got me on it, you know? That's like, well, never mind. I was going to be like, if you gave me a cold, I'd pawn it off on you and I wouldn't say I have a cold, but
I guess that's
not
genuinely
correct.
Fair. 86 is this political anime that came out like 2-ish years ago. Yeah. And it's like a mech adjacent, but it's like a political thriller, kind of like Gundam. And
it's
Gurren or not.
One of you said it, I think it was you guys I was watching. Like every mech is political.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's Code Geass. It's just Code Geass.
You know what's interesting though? This Metallic Rouge is just coming out right now is a mech, which is a big surprise. Did not see the mech aspect coming. Kind of seems more like a cyberpunk thing, like a Detroit Become Human, and it's like the androids are fighting back, so it doesn't seem like a political thriller, so we might be breaking out of, like, the meta.
We'll see.
Pacific Rim really avoided it, too.
It
was a smash and grab.
By just being dumb as hell and cool.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
One of my favorite movies of all time, dude. I loved Kaiju smashing.
That was it. It didn't take itself too seriously. It was a little silly. It was a little serious. People died, and you're like, this is a good movie. And then they came out with 2 and shit on it. And you're like, what happened?
How dare you?
2 was awful.
How dare you?
2 was Power Rangers... bigger.
Nick loves terrible movies. It's like his
I'm sorry. And what part of Power Rangers Bigger was supposed to lose me?
It wasn't Pacific Rim 2. It was a completely different movie.
Idris Elba's there. Charlie Hunma's not there anymore, I don't think.
Hunma.
Is it not Hunma?
No, it's Hunma.
It's Hunma. Go on.
Go on. I guess.
All right, looking it up later. I also liked the most recent Power Rangers movie.
I can't tell if you're setting up a like Hunma balls or something. And I was finally, I'm on the right side of history here.
Yeah, you never got me back for that.
I can't. I simply
that's
am not
very
clever
fair.
Enough.
Did you ever see this? This actually leads into my next question really well. Do you have a favorite OA moment?
What a fucking arrogant
OA.
Otaku's Anonymous.
Oh. Ooh. Of memory, it's really it's gonna have to be the spaghetti bit that you did the presents
the spaghetti box.
Stopped working in my garage to go and watch that shit happen. Because the phone was just on the.
Were like my favorite Otaku's Anonymous bit is the spaghetti. Oh. I thought that's what you meant.
That would be some confidence.
This is the best one.
you definitely one upped his bit for sure. But there was no frozen spaghetti pucks in his bit.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
I'm glad you relate now to how much effort making spaghetti presents takes.
I can't believe
your reaction when you were just had the box of it was the Pokemon cards, and then you're like, it made me throw up.
It did. It was loose and warm.
You're describing spaghetti, but I understand.
you never experienced spaghetti on cardboard. Yeah. That's a thing that people need to realize.
I just loved you. He was visibly panicked. Stop eating the frosting. You don't deserve
but it's not
I paid for it.
You also have been manhandling it. Like, what?
When I get bored and you guys talk about things I don't know, I have some spaghetti.
Yeah, usually you have to...
yeah.
Yeah.
I can't do that with this.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, when I showed up and I was like, I have gifts. I have this whole sack of gifts. Nick was, like, scrambling around the house, like, oh, what... What shit can I pawn off on it?
The saber that he didn't give you.
Yeah, and he's like, and I was like, oh, you feel bad? That's sick. That's awesome.
Trust me, I lost all feeling bad very quickly, all right? So is this ever something that you've decided? Are you a Star Wars fan at all?
I'm a huge Star Wars fan. That's from Galaxy's Edge, right?
Yes, it's the new comic book that they did.
I'm waiting for you
Hot take?
Yeah.
These are the worst sabers on the market.
The ones from Disney?
Yeah, they're terrible. Let's go. There's so much better sabers out there.
Oh, no, his are definitely better. I'm willing to admit that.
Where do you get yours from?
I have Vader's Vault.
No, yeah. Neo Sabers is where you got yours.
Neo Sabers,
my second
Vader's
one
Vault,
is Neo Sabers.
Saber, oh, you got two of them.
First, no, this is very nice, though. This is one of my favorite designs.
I know. I love the High Republic. Like,
what I don't like about these ones is the blade and design. The extra, they have like an extra acrylic mm-hmm. on them that just, I don't like.
I got it to one up Danny, but his is unfortunately cooler.
You should get the End Saber one.
They almost sponsored me. I'm not paying for it.
Oh, well, don't pay for it.
I'm not going to pay for things.
Get sponsored.
Like some kind of scrub.
The only reason I have lightsabers is because one day I saw like a cosplayer who I follow who had like, did lightsaber shoots. And I was like, I want lightsabers. And I emailed all of them. I emailed like every lightsaber.
Everybody should have, if you are any type of, even if you aren't a Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
They're so cool to just have. And just I've handed so many of my like normie friends who come over to my house for barbecues. We'll end up after like a bonfire, we'll be in my backyard having lightsaber battles.
Yeah.
Because they're just cool metal toys to smack around. You're like, this is so cool.
It's like when you hand a dude a drill, you gotta do the universal.
It's always a spin. They always do like one spin, especially if they have a good Prophy or like Xenopixel board where it's actually reactive, you're like, this is incredible. Do it. Yeah, get a lightsaber. Buy your lightsaber. It's not from Galaxy.
Sponsored by lightsabers.
Yeah, take that. Yeah, Disney finally got around to us. But yeah, that's it. Unless you have any other questions, do you have any other community questions that you want to fumble through asking?
Who's the strongest anime character you could beat in a fight?
Oh,
I forgot what we're gonna ask that.
The strongest anime character I could beat in a fight.
Do you know Danny's answer to this question?
I don't know Danny's answer.
12-year-old Naruto.
I can beat up.
I remember that.
Beat up like pre-Chunin exams Naruto.
1,000 of him.
Easy.
Literally 1,000.
They explode the second you touch him.
It's like, a fair counterpoint. Like
if he gets 1,000 of them, I get nunchucks or something.
Have you ever considered the fact that he also has knives?
I can bring knives. That's the thing. Everybody's like, oh, you're going to beat up Naruto with your bare hands? Why does he get shit and I don't?
Fuck, I hate that you're selling me on this.
I get one katana, I'm taking him down.
Here's the thing. No, I'm starting to agree with you because if I could one punch a 12-year-old and if they just like puff into smoke.
Yeah.
That's it.
Fuck. He's way strong. I know. He can jump from tree to tree. He's way stronger than us.
Who's yours?
Any Gundam pilot. They're not strong people.
That's a good call.
Those are just guys.
Exactly.
But how? Like, think about the power scaling. Like, they are strong. They're Gundam. Oh my god!
They're like
destroy,
Marines, right?
Yeah, you can overthrow nations and societies. But like, I get you in a fight.
That's like saying you can like fight an Air Force pilot.
Exactly.
But like,
I have.
Yeah. I know.
Here's the thing: is it's like, how do we scale something like this? Like, if they get a Gundam,
Dragon Ball,
do
Krillin.
You get a Gundam?
Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball.
He knows the Kamehameha.
Dragon Ball Krillin, not Dragon Ball Z. Krillin.
Oh, a kid?
Yeah, kid.
Does he not learn the Kamehameha in Dragon Ball?
Yeah, but he's a kid.
He's a kid.
Look at Frank.
Master Roshi uses it to explode the goddamn moon.
Krillin can't.
If he's even a tenth of the way there.
Krillin can't.
I don't listen.
I like the
I
way
agree.
You think.
I just, yeah, the, go, gotta go for the kids.
You think of the strongest person you know, and then you think of them when they're a kid, and then that's what you do.
Except Goku. Yeah. You can't, even Kid Goku could eviscerate somebody. That's bad.
Krillin was sparring with him.
Krillin was losing to him.
He beat him once or twice, I think, when they were like, until Goku like learned martial arts.
Okay, but a strong toddler is still a strong toddler. Like,
the real answer is an alien. It's Ino, it's 10-10. Those are the real answers.
Yeah. I could probably... They're ninjas. 10-10 will throw a fucking... just blanket full of knives at you.
Ten-ten got her back broken by wind.
Yeah, the one guy... Are you, like, well-versed in Naruto?
No.
Oh, well, then this is nonsense. But that's the one... We'll take this to...
Kobe.
We'll take this to our big
podcast. That's the answer.
Oh, my God.
Kobe's the answer. What? Even give me observation hockey, Kobe. I'm beating this shit in.
Kobe's not bad.
Can you beat? I feel like you can beat Buggy.
No,
I feel
Buggy,
like you
Buggy,
can.
He
beat
can
Buggy.
Fucking fly,
but he doesn't take a hit well.
I guess
he doesn't. Well, if you can hit,
well,
him.
He gets knives and you don't though.
Why?
Because he's immune to knives. You can't slice him. He's got the dice fruit. So he always got knives. Your knives don't do anything.
So take a flamethrower. If he gets a weapon,
wait, that's fair. No, we're talking fisticuffs.
Fisticuffs.
So he doesn't get knives. He gets his chop chop fruit, and I'm just gonna beat his face in.
That's what I'm saying. It's unfair to be like, oh, they have a signature weapon. Frank doesn't have a. Who knows if you have a signature weapon? You haven't gotten to kill anybody yet.
Give him the Iron Man suit.
Yeah. You get
like actually my Iron Man suit or an Iron Man suit.
Your it's my, Iron Man suit.
I'm in trouble. I'm in fucking trouble.
It's actually a massive injury.
It is a fear at a con to fall over in a suit.
And you're just like squabbling. Everyone's like, boo.
We had a long conversation. We were all in our suits and I was like, oh, would it be better to fall forward or backwards? And you really have to think about it because forward would suck because you're going to break fingers because all the plastic.
Oh my God.
But you fall backwards, that's where the electronics and stuff are. So I'm having circuit boards into my spine. Like, both suck.
If you fall backwards, no one can see you shitting your pants.
Yeah.
Out of embarrassment.
You're scrawling across the ground and pooping.
Barking.
Just shaking it out of my leg. Like, oh, it's in the suit.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this is like our favorite type of comedy. As Nick tries not to cry.
There's poop.
This is the last question.
Nice. Just imagine, it is a skid and it just follows into Iron Man. Is that fucking Frankly Bill? Yeah. Don't look.
Frank's just like somebody
no.
Else.
Help! Shoot!
Can't get it off.
Oh fuck! Final actual question, because it relates now. If you needed to, if I'm like in a month, you have to fight a guy. Could you make a real weapon?
Yeah.
Like, could you blacksmith?
I could figure it out. Yeah. I can weld.
Oh, well,
I grew up working on cars, so I can make a weapon. Oh, yeah.
If you let him get, like, at least three parts off the internet, he could make you a gun in, like, 2 days.
Okay, well, like, anyone can with instructions. Well,
and a 3D printer.
Yeah, you have a 3D printer, you have a gun.
That's what I'm saying. You are wildly underselling yourself. You can make weapons. Like, if the rule is you can bring weapons that you make, you're solid. You're set.
True. Trying to think about that. Because there's, I mean, even some people like JJK, they're not bulletproof.
Yeah, if you could bring a gun, I guess.
If you gave me a month to make a weapon, I would show up with a really sharp stick. I would have the whole thing whittled. I'd be like, I'm going to pier somebody.
You'd be like, where's that kid?
Where's that 12-year-old? Bring me all your 12-year-olds. He turned 13 while waiting for you. That's a wash. Can't do it. Can't do it.
All right, we're going to Kobe.
Yeah, I see him. I'm like, you got... Got any friends?
younger friends.
I do have something to show you guys, though.
Love it. But please.
I don't love it. The last thing he showed me was a cake full of spaghetti.
It's spaghetti. It's the thing. It's
oh, boy. Whoa. What's
that? Oh, it's crazy. It's hard and long spaghetti.
Whoa.
It's amazing. It's the thing.
This is crazy. So he's unwrapping.
I feel like this, I'm in Prince of Persia.
Looks like a sword wrapped in this like satin. Yeah, it does feel Prince of Persian.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Yeah.
I feel like we're going through the sands of times here.
Oh my God! Whoa!
Yo!
Oh!
So this is from the most recent YouTube video. So he just pulled out the inverted spear of heaven, aka the Gojo throat stopper.
I was gonna say a tuning fork with a hilt. I'm glad you knew what it's called.
Can I pick it up? You mind?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Okay, it's lighter than I anticipated.
The chain is so loud and so awesome.
Yeah, is that... Yeah, you like that?
That's
like
that sick.
ASMR? Is it this big?
Yeah.
Goji's 6'1".
I was going to say.
Huge.
Because like, this feels so much larger.
It is a little bit larger probably than it should be. Because the guy who modeled it went off of the manga. And some of the panels just really had it beefy. Some shots of the anime, it does look a little tiny.
Because I know people get like tattoos on their forearms of this, and I'm like,
and then there's like the necklaces too.
Yeah, and like everything you see of this in like modern day culture is so like diminutive and cute, but like it is a monster of a man wielding it. The worst thing I could have done.
Wow.
Yeah, everybody gets a touch there.
I wanted to give that to you to make up for the cake. That's actually for you guys.
What? No way, dude.
Oh, thank you so much. This is
that's
so
great.
Even though you guys probably already knew.
I didn't
know what.
No, you didn't
know what.
Oh.
That.
Yeah, I made that for you. Yeah,
no,
Didn't know. I thought you were
the video, the build video. That's why when Rose had shared that I was watching your video in the build video for that, I was like, I really hope he doesn't go and watch because in the video,
so
I'm like, I'm making two. I made one for myself, the unbroken one with both prongs, and then I made that one because I was like,
Oh, hey. That's so funny.
It's so funny because I went and I watched your I'm like looking to like rebrand on YouTube video and I was like, this is that's what I want to watch. I was like, I was like, I want to hear like that.
That sucked me in. That's awesome. Thank you, man.
So this I figured you could like
we should have used that to cut the cake.
So that was gonna be the bit.
Uh-huh.
But did you had the knife.
Yeah, we had pocket knife ready.
I'm like, and also, I don't think the spaghetti would be good for the paint.
I was going to say.
Probably not, no.
Well, what's sick about this for like audio-only listeners and people who can see it, like my big deterrent from ever getting into like actually making things, like I like cosplaying and stuff, but like I'm always like, oh, it's going to look like plastic or it's going to look shitty.
Yeah,
if
I thought
I
it was metal when I looked at it.
It's shattered on the way here too. Look at the gold where the blade meets the hilt.
Oh, I thought that was purposeful.
That's cool. I like it.
I thought that was on purpose.
Exactly. Because I messed up because when I was getting it ready to bring here and I did it in the video, I didn't want to glue the blade in yet. Mm-hmm. But I had cracked apart, so I put a little drop of glue, filmed the outro to the video, and slid the blade into the film, and it fused in. And I'm like, no.
Oh,
so I had to put it in my suitcase, and it just exploded in the suitcase.
Oh, I'm sure TSA loved that.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, you know what?
Yeah, they're just like, the weapon in your... Yeah, there we go. And now it's more cracked.
But like,
it can take... It's fine.
But no, like, this looks like metal. Like, this looks like a real weapon.
I'm very proud of this.
And it's super light.
We're
going like,
to find somewhere to put it.
That's so impressive.
We're going to have to
put it right here.
Yeah.
It can also hang from, I wouldn't swing this one. It is, I mean, I did swing the other one.
Mm.
It can get one or
two. Oh, he'll swing it at some point.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for like, I don't know why, you're very not unhinged, but I'm like, yeah, you could also like kind of do this and just like break it.
Yeah,
and
just
like,
shatter it. Yeah.
Oh no. Jackasses. Like,
yeah. Just stab it into the spaghetti. I'm out.
Thanks for having me, everybody. Yeah. Don't be like, come and subscribe and run out.
But speaking of that, so thank you for coming. We appreciate
popping
this
is
in, man.
Thank you. That's cool. It's
like, comment, and subscribe.
All the things. But I've been NCHammer 23, also known as the Weeb Commander. Danny.
I've been Danny Mata, the birthday princess, the birthday fool, and many other things. And Frankie, tell everybody, have you seen Hot Ones?
A while ago.
That's okay. Minute plug, you know, where can
people
find
what
you?
Yeah, what
are
you
working
you to
on
see.
Next?
If you guys are looking to get into any type of prop building, cosplay, or anything like that, want to learn how to make all these awesome things, check out my YouTube channel, Frankly Built, and I'll teach you how to do all of it.
So if you've ever been like, wow, these con weapons are absolute trash, I would like to not have something that's going to break in like a singular day, this is your guy right here. So thanks for coming once again, man. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Yeah.
And we're just going to pound into some spaghetti cake.
I can't
wait.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ow,
mother. What happened?
And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the class.